Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. Teller's right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn.
'90s and more for Chippewa Falls. 105.7 CFW. for your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley. Check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
CFW.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
I know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
'90s and more.
105.7
I'll be watching.
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Like a hurricane.
95.7 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Stop it. kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
To know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at PeckRoofingInc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. Over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt. The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has adopted a motion proposing $1.3 billion in tax cuts in the state's next biennial budget. The tax cuts would primarily target retired residents and married residents filing jointly. Republicans say the cuts are meant to keep residents in the state and give back for contributing to the state's strong economy. Democrats on the committee voted against the motions, saying the adopted investments were much less than those proposed by Governor Tony Evers. The motions passed along party lines. The City of Hudson Plan Commission has given its approval for a project that would see the construction of 128 senior housing units. The project, proposed by the Doran Group, would include 55 one-bedroom units and 73 two-bedroom units, as well as amenities like a pool, dog park, a fitness center, and a library. When completed, the apartment units would be available to residents over 55 years old. Officials say they also hope the new apartment complex will open up a number of single-family residences in the area to address the persistent need for housing. United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys has announced $180,000 in grant funding to nonprofits across northwest Wisconsin. The community impact grants will be distributed to 30 nonprofits serving residents in Burnett, Dunn, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, and St. Croix counties. The funding is meant to improve the lives of Alice families, meaning asset-limited, income-constrained, and employed families. A full list of the nonprofits that received a portion of the grant funding is available on the United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms likely, could be quarter inch or more of rain. Even up to a half inch in spots. Our low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
CFW.
Baby, 7 CFW.
We'll be right back. 1057 CFW.
Identify yourself. WC.